fourth parak of Edius, 12th Mishnah. Odom shunosun tachas at sedik. A person who is lying underneath a crack. You're talking about a house that has a ceiling, but there's a crack across the ceiling. The halacha is that if a tumah is on one side of the crack, it doesn't go across the crack because it has to go through one solid ceiling. It's a break in the middle, doesn't go. Shami says the fact that a person is laying down underneath the crack is not, we don't treat it as a chibur, which means like this. If you have a roof that's made of one part here, other part with, let's say, a gap of 5 inches, and then lower down you have another oyel 5 inches covering those 5 inches. So those two combined, even though on two different levels, one is, let's say, 3 meters high, another one's a half a meter high. But since if you look at the whole thing, you have one continuum of an oyel, it's considered one big oyel. Based on this, it depends how you look at a human being. If you look at him as a hollow thing, so that's in the top part of his body is an oyel on the bottom part, and therefore he's laying underneath his crack. He's basically in a lower oyel, which is being mechaber the two sides of the crack. The Shami says, when you look at a person, you look at him as being a solid chunk, and therefore he will not be mechaber the tumah. We look at a human being as being a cavity, which is basically like an oil with all kind of things sitting inside of there. It happens to be there's a heart and a liver, other things over there. So the alien maybe is at tumah, and the top part of his body is like an oil which combines the tumah and causes it to go from one side to the next.